Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm yours, Diva Mac. Get ready, sit back. It's time to be entertained by the one and only Diva Mac. That's me.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I trust you. And the reason why I played that song first as we intro into the Diva Mac show is because today's topic is, are you your worst enemy? And this show will focus on self-awareness in order to tackle issues so that we can become better people to ourselves and for ourselves. A lot of times you hear people saying, I want to be a better person so that I can be better for that man or for that woman or for that job or for whatever it is, but not dealing with oneself. So today I want to ask that question to you, and you ask that question to yourself, are you your worst enemy? And we're going to talk about what does that mean. And I'm going to say this, why would you want to hurt me? Why don't you love me? Why don't you care? Why are you always out to get me? Why do you put me through so much and I'm talking to myself? Because are you your worst enemy? These are the questions that you have to ask yourself to understand that you are sometimes your worst enemy, your worst critic. And if you're not aware that you are your worst enemy and that you have succumbed to your own demise because the way that you are living your life, and you have to understand that you are not the victim, that you are the suspect in this case, because you are your worst enemy. You are the one that's taking yourself through things that you don't have to go through, but you have chosen this route for your life, and it's all about your choices in life that you have become your worst enemy. But what happens when you are your own enemy, and how do you fight back to win yourself back, mind, body, and spirit? That's what we're talking about here on the Diva Mac Show. Why am I my worst enemy, and how can I overcome that, and how can I become a better person for me? Because the thing is, if I can't be good for me, how can I be good for anybody else? If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we're talking about, are you your worst enemy? But what I do want to say, you all, I want you all to pray for the people in Houston that have lost everything, that are going through, that are struggling right now because of the bad weather that we suffered here in Houston. We want to ask God to touch that situation, those that are going through and trying to find shelter with their families and children. We want to send our blessings and our prayers their way to those victims that have lost everything and are steadily going through, and they're still trying to get people out that are suffering those floodwaters that we went through here today. You don't realize how lucky you are to be home and dry and not having to go through or trying to figure out where you're going to stay and, you know, what your children are going to have to eat and what shelter to go through and still waiting to be picked up by someone. anyone that's willing to come out and help. So we definitely want to pray for those that are going through at this time. But as we expound on this topic, are you your worst enemy, here on the Diva Mix Show? Today I want you all to chime in. I see we have a full audience here live on the line and also logged on to Blog Talk Radio, the Diva Mix Show. I want you all to chime in on this topic because we all at some point in time was our worst enemy, and we had to take a look in the mirror and say to ourselves, hey, we're killing ourselves, we're hurting ourselves. You know, we ain't got to worry about somebody else coming in and hurting us or worry about somebody coming in the window attacking us, because we are attacking ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And then we talk about that. We talk about even taking care of our bodies. I mean, just making sure that we are healthy and not doing, putting things in our body that's going to be harmful to us. We're also going to talk about, you know, taking care of our liver and how important our liver is to our body. And, you know, we're just going to cover so much here on the Diva Mix Show. Gina Black, are you out there? And hopefully she, you know, I'm not sure if she was in those flood areas, but I don't think so. A lot of that flooding took place over on the north side of Houston, northeast, northwest, I believe, of Houston. But again, are you your worst enemy? What does enemy mean? For some of us that don't know what an enemy is, it's a person who is actively opposed or hostile or to someone or to something. And you can definitely be an enemy to yourself, be your worst enemy, your worst critic. And we're going to talk about that. And what does the Bible say also? I always want to relate to what does the Bible say about the enemy when the enemy attacks, and how you can relate it to yourself. What does it mean when you're under attack by enemy and you are the enemy and you are exactly who that person is? And how do you begin to fight yourself? How do you begin to overcome the things that you are putting yourself through? How do you claim to be the victim when you're actually the suspect, when you're actually the one that's causing all this mayhem in your own life, and you are the person that's causing all these problems? There are several reasons, there are several ways to tell why you are your worst enemy to yourself. And we're going, if you want to write those down so you can start working on you, how you can better yourself and become a better person for you and not for anyone else. Then there is, you don't manage your own expectations. You don't manage your expectations. And there's an ambitious, starry-eyed voice that guides you. Even louder may be a voice of complete impracticability and unrealistic hope. Don't get them confused. It's good to expect a lot of yourself. Great to forecast good things coming your way. However, if you walk into your in every situation with expectations to gain the most out of it, then you will. You're going to almost always come out of it feeling unfulfilled. And if you've already declared to lose the situation, then you've already lost. If you set ridiculous goals for yourself, say you're going to sign up for a gym membership. You know, we all talk about we want to get in shape and commit to a workout every second day after work, and you'll either burn yourself out or crash, let go of the commitment, and experience some measure of having failed yourself. This becomes especially dangerous when you mismanage expectations that are outside of your control, expecting others to act a certain way, expecting your boss to reward you in the near future or for your favorite sport team to win the championship. You have little to no control over these matters, and will experience devastation if things don't work out in your favor or your way, or all due to mismanagement of your expectations. Now, we have to learn to manage our expectations. We have to set our expectations at a reasonable level so that we are not disappointed, and making sure that you set realistic goals for yourself. Don't bite off more than you can chew. You hear that all the time. Understand that you don't control things outside of your own way or your own right. Look towards, but don't expect that next raise or promotion or that next anything to be. And you have to be realistic and optimistic. Be realistic. If you expect to get everything, we'll be left feeling unfulfilled. If we don't expect much, we'll be left feeling content with what we've gained. Another one, if you fail to appreciate the small things, we don't have much time on this little, in this world, it's hurling through the universe, but that's no excuse to rush through life and only focus on the big things that seem to matter. You want a car, you want a house, you want a good job, a loving husband and wife, two kids, a dog, a fence, or whatever it is, or cat. That's all fine. But in the pursuit of these goals, we fail to take a second and appreciate the smaller things around us. The aroma arises from a cup of coffee that some people don't have that opportunity to enjoy a cup of coffee because they laid back in a hospital bed. We have to enjoy the small things in life, the cool breeze that flows, the rainfall, and the hottest days of summer. Those things that we can appreciate, even the small things you do and achieve on a daily basis matter. Some people cannot get up and bathe and get themselves together, but when they're able to accomplish that, those small things we have to appreciate in life, or we will become our own worst enemy because we'll continue to tackle ourselves. One of the fundamental goals in everyone's life is to have a pleasurable time here. When you begin to appreciate every little thing before your eyes on a day-to-day basis, you'll undoubtedly feel enriched. The trick is to keep up with it, as concerns or problems will always bog down our mind and distract the attention. But at the same time, we have to take advantage of those small things. This becomes especially important in the context of our own success. If we fail to appreciate the small things that we accomplish, we'll begin to lose our sense of self-respect. If you're constantly worried about landing the new job, but not realizing that you've learned to become a master of living on a tight budget in the meantime, then you're overlooking something that can provide you with a feeling of self-respect. If you find yourself having to ride a bike to work or walk to work because you need a new car, and appreciate the benefit towards your health. And I remember a time that I didn't have a car where every day I had to walk, or I had to walk miles to the grocery store, and I had a backpack, two backpacks and bags. What I did, I appreciated that moment because not only was I getting healthy, but I was able to do it. And at that moment, I was able to appreciate everything around me, the trees, the wind that was blowing on my face. I was able to appreciate that, and that made me feel good about it instead of saying, oh, I'm down, I don't have a car. Now I'm beating myself down and I'm becoming my worst enemy because now I'm feeling sorry for myself. Now, it doesn't require a degree of optimism, but taking into account all the good things you do on a small scale helps build your confidence, your motivation, and your self-respect. Now, another thing is you take too much for granted. A lot of us take a lot for granted in life. Similar to the point made that I just said, that these qualities of your inner enemy is by far the most pervasive. Every now and again, we'll donate to a charity or count our blessings or witness someone close to us experience a tragedy that will result in our own feeling of gratitude for not having to go through what they are going through at that time. Why aren't we doing this every day? If you're talking about, so if you heard about this, then you're somewhere with an internet connection issue, likely with a roof over your head or some time to spare. When was the last time you stopped to truly appreciate your circumstances? And why should we even bother? That's the question. Why should we even bother? Because we take so many things for granted. We have our health. We have a job. We may not have a job that we want, but we have a job. We're able to provide. We're able to be with our children. We may not be able to have our children every day, but with the fact that you're able to see your children, you know that your children are okay. Or whatever, that those things that we take for granted, little things that some people don't have at all, even being safe from harm from the weather that we've taken for granted because some people are out there suffering, but we have to be appreciative of those things that we don't take things for granted. You simply squeeze more out of the life. We always hear about kids in Africa, but do we really take time to stop and think of how privileged we may be in the midst of all of our complaining, whether it's our health or our abilities, the love from friends and family, our hobbies, our freedom from outright tyranny or a war-like conditions? We all have something that we can be truly grateful for instead of complaining and taking those things for granted in life. You are your own worst critic. A lot of us are out there that are going through our worst enemy. We are our own worst critic. No matter how many times I tell people this, if you don't believe in you, no matter how many times somebody tells you that they believe in you, if you don't believe in yourself, I can pour that into you all day long. But when I get through pouring, if you don't believe, you're still going to be a non-believer when I get through. If you don't believe that you're beautiful, no matter how many times somebody tell you you're beautiful, and you're going to continue to believe that you're ugly. So you are your own worst critic. No matter how many times people tell you how much they adore you, if you don't adore yourself and put yourself on the pedestal, it doesn't mean anything. We got Gina Black online. I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. Welcome to the show, Gina Black. What's going on, lady?
Hey. Everybody.
Hey, Gina. How you doing?
Hey.
You not rolling over there in the boat, are you? You good over there?
Hey, let me. I'm going to tell you like I told everybody else that been calling and checking. We doing great over here, but our streets is beach ready.
Beach ready,
yeah,
okay.
So you can come on, get in the water. Yeah.
All
it's
right, then. We're glad that you're okay over there. It's good to hear. Today we're talking about, are you your worst enemy? Have you found yourself? And I'm going to go over there. I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. I know you're online listening. Why would you want to hurt me? And it's me talking to yourself. We're talking to ourselves.
Right.
Why would you want to hurt me, self? Why don't you love me, self? Why don't you care for me, self? Why are you always out to get me, self? Why do you put me through so much, self? That's the question. Why are we our worst enemy?
I know I can be my worst enemy sometimes. Well, a lot of times. And, you know, I've learned, you know, I was my worst enemy because, first of all, I had to find out my self-worth. And
mm-hmm.
when I found out when you find out your self-worth, then it's just certain things that you're not going to allow in your life. It, you know, if you feel like you're worthy of living a long time, just take this for an instance. But you know smoking cigarettes going to kill you. You being your worst enemy knowing that fact, that cigarette's going to kill you, but you're still smoking. If you know this man that you've been dating and you know the type, and I love the fact Cat Williams said one time, if you keep attracting a no good man and every man that you done attracted that you ain't with no more is no good, then you need to find out what it is about yourself that keep attracting that no good man. That makes sense.
Right. We definitely have to do a self-evaluation on why are we attracting these type of people. And that's why I say we ask that question, why, you know, but what happens when you are your own enemy? How do you fight back to win yourself back, mind, body, and spirit? Is to do that self-evaluation, that self-check, and say, you know what, I found out this about myself. Listen, I'm killing myself in this way. I'm taking things for granted. I'm my biggest critic. I'm negative. You know, how can I expect positive results when everything about me is negative? You know, how you're constantly beating yourself down and never lifting yourself up. And, you know, that's how people find themselves in a position where they're suicidal or where they're, you know, we're not talking about people that have mental problems. We're talking about those that are sane, but because over the years they have decided that they're going to be their own enemy. And they know that they are.
Yeah.
And the fact that when you come to the conclusion after doing your evaluation and you realize it's not everybody else, it's actually you, then you can start working on you. Then you can start working on you. But let me finish telling you, as far as being your own critic, don't get me wrong now. It's good to be a strict judge of your own character. The problem arises when you take it too far, when you constantly criticize and find fault with what you do and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never reach a necessary level of satisfaction to be truly content with yourself. Now, if you tend to judge yourself too much, you effectively hold yourself back. If you sell yourself short, you'll never experience the full value of your potential. And we all have done that at some point in time, you know, because if you think that way, then you will be that way. Get to know this voice that criticizes you. Try to understand where it's coming from and why it is that you listen to it. Don't beat yourself up over every mistake. After all, experience through mistakes is perfect. Sound method of learning. Constantly over-criticizing yourself will hold you back every time. Hamper your confidence and making you dwell and start dwelling on things that may not even matter in your life. A lot of times we dwell on a whole lot. We have to learn how to turn our minds over because a lot of times we get stuck. We need to get our minds and turn it over. You know how some things you just can't, it just keeps on repeating in your mind over and over, and you can't grow. You can't grow in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You can't grow your business because in your mind you're saying, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't get that money. I can't make that money. How am I going to get to that point? You're constantly doubting yourself. You're constantly saying, oh, I'm not worth it. Oh, I'm a mother with 7 kids. Ain't nobody going to take me serious. Oh, I'm not meant to make it because I had all these children. Oh, I'm not meant to have a husband because of my situation. Oh, I'm not meant to be successful in the business because I'm too dark or I'm not pretty enough or they're not going to pick me because I don't have the shape they're looking for. So while you're putting yourself down, you're not even trying. You're not even living to your full potential. You're not getting out there and saying, I don't care how I look, what I don't have, and what I have. I'm going to do it anyway. We have to build ourselves up. We have to build our character up. We got to believe in us. We got to stop criticizing ourselves. We got to think positive. We got to go out for the win and not for the loss. You got people that start the race knowing they're going to lose it because they already put it in their mind. I'm a loser. That's all I do is lose. I'm going to run anyway. I already know I'm going to lose, but I'm going to do it anyway. You got people that do it all the time. All the time.
Uh-huh.
And they'll speak it. They will speak it. And you know the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
You speak that thing into existence. Then you can speak that negative thing into existence. So you got to watch what you say and how often you say it because one day it'll come to truth. It'll come to pass. So we have to constantly watch what we're saying and we have to build ourselves up and stop playing a victim when we're actually the suspect of our own self of what we're doing. You're suspect to do this. You're suspect to do that. But stop blaming other people for your own mistakes and your own demise. You have to stop. A lot of people, what they do is they overanalyze things. I don't know if you noticed that. Now, a lot of people, they will overanalyze another characteristic of human nature. We overthink absolutely everything. We can go around in circles contemplating solutions that are necessary, relying on assumptions that are ultimately false. There's a struggle between our mind and our instinct, our brain and our heart. We come up with an initial answer to a problem, then overcomplicate the matter and do a complete 180. But it's good to think things through, or is it? I mean, if you make a decision on it, because I'm one of those people that I overthink something at some point in time. I overthink it, and I change my mind a lot because, okay, and sometimes the first time is the right way to go. But sometimes we get confused in it because we overanalyze those things. While it's important to think carefully about certain matters, overthinking them can prove to be detrimental. For instance, if your next job interview leaves you with a bad feeling, say you know that your boss would be a real pain to work under, and you instinctively say no, or your rationality may eventually override the decision and lead you to take the position because of the other benefits that surround this acquisition. Before you know it, you're stuck in a miserable circumstance for 8 hours a day, later realizing it's not worth those benefits. Now, we're all taking positions because of the money. You know, we overthought it. We got ourselves in a position or whatever, and you got to. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with thinking anything through, but sometimes when we overanalyze things, we find ourselves in a position that we don't want to be in, and it causes more pain and heartache than we actually set out for. To avoid unnecessary overthinking, trust in your instincts. Break problems down and don't put too much emphasis on idolizing all the potential implications of every decision when a simple pros and cons list may be suffice. Ensure that you're not basing decisions upon misled or faulty assumptions, or mind will mistakenly fill in certain blanks of a desirable answer. Now, understand that happens all the time. You all, if you're just tuning in to the Diva Max Show, and if you're logged on to the Blog Talk Radio Show, you can also call in and be a part of the conversation by dialing 646-595-2105. Here on the Diva Max Show, we're going to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about are you your worst enemy here on the Diva Max Show. We're going to do Tamela Man, Take Me to the King. I'm feeling a little holy tonight.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I wish I had a witness tonight. said he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine. He's mine.
His.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
doesn't
I did. It
doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
Thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away.
yourself, and it ain't nothing like when God can see the best in you, when everyone else around you has given up and don't want to show up, it didn't block your number, then delete it and change that number, but God can still see the best in you, even though you have failed people, or they felt like you have failed them, even though people have turned their back on you and you've been there for them, and people have wrote you off, like he said, God still see the best in you. And I know at some point in time in your life, things have happened, things have come up, things out of your control, you know, within or out of your control, that you could not control certain situations, and you can't control the way people feel about you. You only can be the best that you can be in any situation, and if people can't accept you for who you are when you're being the best, you know when you're not right. You know, nobody got to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You know, when we were growing up as a child, we were taught right from wrong, and if you wasn't, then you learn the hard way in life, because life will show you what's right and what's wrong real quick. So if you just can't tune in to Diva Mac Show, I'm your host, Diva Mac, and we're talking about, are you your worst enemy? You find a lot of people in jail because they put themselves there, and, you know, they want to blame other people for their mistakes, and they want to blame other people for their choices, but you have to realize that what you do, there are consequences, there are circumstances behind it, so you have to think about, what am I doing before I do it, and what are the consequences going to be of my actions, and once you think first before you act, then you'll be better off, you know, and we're talking about here today, are you your worst enemy? This show will focus on self-awareness in order to tackle issues so that we can become better people to ourselves and for ourselves, and we're not talking about being better for someone else, because again, we can't be good to someone else if we're not good to ourselves, and I bring those same questions again, why would you hurt me? Why would you want to hurt me, self? Why don't you love me, self? Why don't you care for me, self? Why are you always out to get me, self? Why do you put me through so much, self? And how can we come back? But what happens when we are our own enemies? How do we fight back to win ourselves back, mind, body, and spirit? Gina Black, what you got on that?
Well, I just, like I say, once you find yourself and who you are, and actually, first of all, know that you are made different. And one thing I learned, that everybody is blessed with a certain type of gift. Everybody's gift is not the same. Everybody's blessed with a different type of gift. So whatever positivity you can feed to yourself, you want to do that, because if you're feeding yourself positivity, then that's what's going to come at you, positivity. You know, if you feed yourself negativity, you will be your worst enemy. You will continue to make the bad mistakes. You will continue to accept that same man. You will continue to let that child talk to you any kind of way. If you yourself, you have to know who you are. Not only who you are, but whose you are. If you belong to who you need to be belonging to.
Absolutely. And as we get back to talk about, are you your worst enemy, and ways to tell that you are, because a lot of people don't realize you are your worst enemy, because you are the one that's putting yourself through these things. You are the one that's allowing yourself to go through. You are the reason why things are happening the way they are in your life. And, you know, a lot of times you only hear the good things, but you are the reason why, and you are the reason how things can change around in your life for the good or for the betterment of you. So you have to, it has to all start with you. Now, when we're talking about being your own enemy, a lot of times what happens is you prefer the easy way. When life gives you lemons, why would you bother to make lemonade when you can just go out and buy it? Shortcuts are a way of life, and though they may be a necessary time saver, they detract from our sense of working towards something or earning it. Now, working towards something affixes a certain meaning to it, develops your sense of appreciation, and contributes to the great sense of accomplishment at the end of the road. Now, your inner enemy holds you back if you never go the extra mile. It's like when we went out to Atlanta. We didn't know nobody in Atlanta. We just decided, okay, you know what? We're going to promote. We're going to put our name out there, Diva Mac Productions. We're going to talk to people. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to get on stage. And we did it. We could have easily said, no, we ain't going to do it. Why we waste that money? Don't nobody know us. You know, we went out there and we did it. You'd never experience the extra rewards that may come as a result. You can't expect full results while using only half the effort. It's in our nature to avoid inconvenience, but oftentimes they're called for. Like even going out there promote, we got 5,000 flyers that people are probably still riding around in their car in the production. They need to be putting those out because they only want to give it to people that they know, or they want to leave stacks in there. They don't want to go out there and do the footwork, but they want the rewards from it. And they wonder why they're not making it to the next level because they prefer the easy way out. And the next time you have to go well out of your way to complete a task or help someone, just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it and get it done. Ignore the lazy voice in your head and agree to take the hard way once in a while. Just once in a while, you'll learn a lot about yourself. Just take it. A lot of times people don't walk up to people and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm doing this. You know, some people are good salesmen because they take that, they go that extra mile. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they believe enough in themselves, hey, whether they're going to be a no or a yes. And the sales, a good salesperson say, hey, I may get 10 no's, but I know I'm going to get a yes. Eventually, I'm going to get a yes. So you got to use those tactics in your life or you'll never get anywhere. You'll continue to be your own enemy. You'll succumb to your own demise. Now, that's even with, you know, people that be on drugs and stuff like that. They're killing themselves and they continue to do it. And nobody's doing it to them. They're doing it to themselves. And you want to help them. But again, a person can't get no help if they don't want the help. People have tried to put people into these institutions to get help, rehabilitation centers, and then they check themselves out, so they escape, and then they put them back in. But until that person decides they want to be helped, they will never get the help, even if they're there in the building and don't leave. If they're not open to it, open-minded to receiving the help so that they can be better, they will never be able to get to where they need to get to, which is getting healthy and getting themselves back to where they need to be. Now, you are another reason why people are their own enemies. That they assume, you know, you make the assumptions of so many things without finding out. You know, when normally we assume wrong, we assume things, we assume wrong. I always try to get the facts. I'm not saying that I have not assumed things are going to be this way, but when we do that, we normally fail because we end up assuming the wrong thing. Projecting certain assumptions onto certain situations can be disastrous. Our brain works to fill in the gaps, however it can, forming answers or faulty presumptions if necessary. If you assume your spouse is mad at you for something you may have done or may have not done, and I'm one of the people, I assume that, like, what did I do? I mean, I know I haven't done anything, but I'm assuming I did something because why are you acting this way? Then it'll lead you towards developing a defensive stance or counteracting, attacking that person when no concern may even be warranted. Now, a lot of times they may just need a break or they're going through something mentally themselves, but because we assume that they have a problem with you, then now there's a problem that we're building. Now we're building a problem that didn't even exist because we've assumed that there's something. You're assuming your spouse is cheating, or you're assuming that this person doesn't like you without even going to that person and just saying, hey, is there a problem? Or going to your mate and say, hey, you know, what's going on? I'm feeling this kind of way. Don't assume that someone may be mad because X, Y, Z happened when you're unaware of A, B, C. We make this mistake countless times, all because we subconsciously fill in the blanks with answers that are incorrect. To prevent this, you have to understand your train of thought. Don't place your own standards on others, morals or otherwise, as everyone is different and thinks a different way. And we have that problem a lot as women because we assume that men should think the way we do. We assume that people should feel the way we feel when we're going through something. We assume that, okay, if he doesn't do this and he doesn't feel this way, we assume that if he changes his pattern, then something must be wrong. We rely on valid facts, not just assumptions, before deciding on a particular course of action. Understand that you may not know the full story behind everything you're involved in. Many times we must rely on nothing but an assumption. Just don't invest too much into the outcome when you're dealing with unknown circumstances. Again, if you're just now tuning into Deep Next Show and you're wondering what we're talking about, right now we're talking about, are you your worst enemy? Have you found yourself in a relationship and after relationship and after relationship and relationship and relationship, and that person and people are telling you the same thing over and over again? Friends are telling you the same thing over and over again. Man, woman, if you don't get yourself together, you're going to find yourself by yourself. If you don't get yourself together, you're going to find yourself dead or in jail. If you don't get yourself together, man, you're going to lose everything and everybody around you, because you are your own enemy. Nobody else. You are constantly attacking yourself daily, and you're daily beating yourself down, and daily you are losing because you're fighting a losing battle, because you're fighting with you. How do you begin to fight back when you're fighting your own self? Again, like Gina Black said, you have to do a self-evaluation, and you have to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Here on the Diva Max Show, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about how are you your worst enemy. Again, a lot of us, we doubt ourselves. We have a lot of doubt, a lot of self-doubt, the cliche piece of advice that every parent gives you, and for a good reason. Self-doubt is, in itself, unwarranted. If you fail at something and ultimately doubt that you can do it, it'll only prevent you from progressing. Oftentimes, self-doubt may just be an unwillingness to do something. There's a difference between self-doubt and low expectations. Low expectations may lead to a sense of where you know, when you're going to do it, you're going to get to it, you know, it may leave you there, but where self-doubt may force you to neglect your potential, the former doesn't hamper your effort, whilst the latter certainly does. Under no circumstances should you ever doubt yourself when it comes to your potential. Realize that the sky is the limit. Use your sense of realism to evaluate the consequences of your action. Don't just think about it and assume about it that your action will have unfavorable consequences. Take this time, tested piece of cliche advice into consideration, because my thing is this: if I always doubted myself, I would never be the person that I am today. If I always doubted, man, I wrote this play, will it work? What are people going to think? And how I'm going to do it? I would never have 42 plays or 43 plays under my belt and 30 on DVD and my book started and my radio show, and you know, and I wouldn't talk to people with so much conviction and enthusiasm, and when people talk to me, they won't provide. They want to be a part of what I'm doing, because I believe in myself, and you have to believe in you, because you can't sell yourself to someone to believe you when you don't believe in yourself. And it all comes to it, and it all is portrayed through how you are, how you present yourself, your confident level. If you have self-doubt, you can't sell somebody anything. You can't have somebody to believe in you when you have self-doubt. And believe it or not, it will come through in your conversation. It will come through in your demeanor if you have that self-doubt. Again, here on the Diva Max Show, we're talking about, are you your worst enemy? Y'all, mark your calendar. This Saturday, I mean, the date is approaching very fast. I'm excited about the play. I have some great performers in the play. We're not actors, we're performers. We always say that with the Diva Mac production family, that we are performers and not actors. Come on out to the reality comedy stage play, I Can't Stand My Family Members, this Saturday at the Midtown Arts Center at 7:45. Showtime will start at 7:45. I know if you come out, you see me, I'm always working. I'm always behind the counter. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But God has blessed me with a staff of people that will be in place to be able to allow me to do what I do best, which is entertain my people. And I do play the leading role as Miss Mary, who is the matron of the family. So y'all need to come out and really, really enjoy the show. You may see some of your family members in the play and say, you know what, they remind me of my Aunt Teresa, or my mama Cookie, or my sister Cookie, or my cousin Diamond. You know, you just never know. Come out and see the show. Gina Black is in the show. She plays one of my sisters. I'm the oldest sister, and she plays it. And if you know Gina Black, she's hilarious. She's come so far. We really love her and her performance, and people love to see her. So come on out. Get your tickets. We still have a few tickets left. You can get your pre-sale tickets as long as you get those before Friday. They're $25, and it comes with a complimentary appetizers and a drink. So come on out. Get that, and it's guaranteed to be packed. It's going to be sold out. The shows have been selling out. since we started out this year, has been selling out, and then we'll be taking our little mini tour of the summer. So God is really blessing, and we're believing that he's going to deliver on his word. And speaking of what God delivered on his word, I want to go to what the Bible says. Anybody knows me, I'm not a person that, you know, go around quoting scriptures, but I do believe and I do have faith, and I'm not a person that goes to church and sit in church every Sunday in Bible study, but I do believe in God and what God has for me, and I pray every morning, and I pray for those that are in my life, those who've been in my life, and those that I don't know. I'm constantly praying, but believing and having faith. But we don't talk about the enemy, because we're talking about being our own enemy. Now, Luke 6:27-36 says that, but I say to you who here love your enemies. So when they say love your enemies, and we're talking about being your own enemy, you got to love yourself. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. So when you your own enemy, you got to reverse that thing, because you are yourself's enemy. So now you have to listen to it. Love your enemy. So love yourself when you say, why would you want to hurt me? Love yourself. Why don't you love me? Love yourself. Do those to you that hate you, do unto those as they do unto you, that you want them to do unto you. Bless those who curse you. Why do you take me through so much? We're talking to yourself. This is serious, because so many people are falling off and falling short, and they don't know why. But when you begin to understand that you are your own self enemy, now we can recover. Now we can rebuild. Now we can win ourselves back, mind, body, and spirit, and become a better person. And we can begin then to help others to be able to bring the self-awareness to themselves to see what they need to do to be a better person, to stop being their own enemy. Because a lot of times we play the victim when we're the suspect in our own life when it comes down to fighting and dealing with the enemy. And, you know, and the Bible says when you're, you know, dealing with your enemy so much, and Gina Black, you can chime in at any time. Romans 12:14 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Bless yourself.
Right.
Don't curse yourself. A lot of times we don't even bless our own self, and we sit around and we curse our own self. The Bible says this about our enemies, but when you're your own enemy, you have to stop doing those things to yourself. Psalms 109:2-5 says, for the wicked and deceitful mouths are open against me, speaking against me with lying tongues, then encircle me with words of hate and attack me without cause. In return of my love, they accuse me, but I give myself to prayer, so they reward me evil for good and hatred for my love. We have to reverse that thing, because you are your own enemy. So you got to do that thing for yourself, because we're asking for deliverance tonight. We're asking for deliverance tonight, so that we're not our own enemy anymore. So now that we can be a winner in ourselves, so that we can be a better person for ourselves, so we can be have a better life for ourselves. Because once we start taking responsibility for our own actions, so we start taking responsibility for our own choices, why we can't keep our wives, why we can't keep our husbands, why we can't keep our children, why we can't keep ourselves, why we can't care for ourselves, why we can't provide for ourselves, why is it that we're always looking for a handout, why we're not giving a handout, you know what I'm saying, why we can't help other people, you know, what are we doing, enemy? Talking to yourself here on the Diva Max Show. We're going to take another music break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the liver and how important it is, because a lot of people are killing their livers and realizing that you cannot live without your liver. Understand this on the Diva Max Show as we talk about, are you your worst enemy? I know you like to drink, but sometimes you got to put that drink down, because you're killing yourself. You're killing your liver, and you can't live without it. Here on the Diva Max Show, a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. I'm your host, Diva Max. A little bit of what y'all want to hear. What you want to hear, Gina? A little upbeat music or a little bit of Tamla Man? Take me to the king.
Mm-hmm. runs are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe.
Take me to the King. You know, when you can really speak the truth and say, I'm all churched out. You know, people don't want to hear people say, when you get to a point when you can't even pray. People don't want to talk about those times when you can't even pray for yourself. You can't even pray for nobody, let alone yourself. When you all churched out, when you can't even get up to go to church no more because you burnt out on everything. Even on the word, you can't speak it. I mean, when you can say that and you can bow down and say, Lord, you know, take me to the King because I can't do it no more by myself. And that's what this is about. You know, when you being your worst enemy, when you're in denial of who you are and where you're at in life, because if you continue to be in denial, you will continue to be denied what God has for you. And I want to say this, stop beating yourself up and lift yourself up. Stand up for what you believe in. Set a goal and achieve it. Love your beautiful self, perfectly made by God. Love like you created it yourself. Step into your purpose and make it work for you. That's what I want y'all to take away from the show today. I say it again, stop beating yourself up and lift yourself up. Stand for what you believe in. Set a goal and achieve it. Love your beautiful self, perfectly made by God. Step into your purpose. And I love this one. Love like you created it yourself. Like it has everything that you want love to be, everything that you think love should be. Love like you created yourself. And I did want to give y'all the health check. I know a lot of us are listening for the health check, and I definitely want to give y'all that here on the Diva Mac show as we run it kind of low on the show. But just talking a little bit about the liver and the liver function. Now, your liver is one of the most important organs in your body, because if you do not have your liver, you would not be able to process nutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals from your food. Your body would not get rid of all the toxins and microbes. Your blood would probably never clot. The liver plays a vital role in maintaining the body's metabolic balance. As the liver performs a variety of important functions, it is extremely vulnerable to a variety of metabolic, toxic, microbial, circulatory, and cancerous insults. So awareness of the liver functions and what and all can cause liver disease can help you take the road to great health and taking care of your liver. Make sure you talk to your doctor about that, because a lot of people understand that you cannot live without your liver. And alcohol, a lot of people have poisoned their liver because you have cirrhosis of the liver. Is a serious thing, and people are dying from it. And so we have to take care of our liver and making sure that we, you know, exercise plays a role in the controlling cholesterol and the metabolism of fat, that's thus indirectly protecting the liver. So it's very important that we do those things, drink plenty of water, of course, and have a healthy diet. You heard it here on the Diva Mac show. We always want to give important health tips here on the show. But as we close out the show, the last minute of the show, I'm going to let Gina Black leave you all with some words as we relate back to the topic, are you your worst enemy, here on the Diva Mac show. Gina, go away with it.
I just want to let you know also, just make sure everybody respect yourself. And if you respect yourself first and foremost, ain't no disrespect going to be accepted. Love you guys.
And people understand that you have to teach people how to treat you.
Amen.
And once you teach them how to treat you, then they will treat you accordingly. And if they don't treat you the way you have taught them, then you have to rid them from your life. But you got to start with you becoming a better you and identifying the enemy that you have been, your own self enemy, and you have caused all these issues for yourself. So now you can start cleaning up house. You can start cleaning up your house and start getting yourself together for the new you. We're going to renew ourselves in this new year. We're going to renew ourselves today. You don't have to start on the first of the year. You can start whenever you decide, I am tired of myself and I'm ready to renew myself. Set your goals, you know, set expectations that you can meet. Don't set high expectations and you feel like you fail. But go ahead and set a goal. Start somewhere and accomplish those goals and see how good you feel to do that. Do something that you've doubted yourself to do. Go out there and do it. If you say, I want to get on stage, I want to sing, I want to, you know, get in the choir, I want to solo, do that. Step out on faith and do those things in life that you want to do, because you only have one life to live, and God has given you that life and gives you the opportunity to have the choices that you want to make for yourself. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Diva Max Show. Make sure you all tune in next Monday, same time, 8 p.m., as we talk about love and how do you love? Do you know what love is? Because God first loved us. You all take care. Once again, I'm Diva Max, your host. God bless you. Take care. Be safe out there. Gina, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
All righty.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.